I'm so, so excited. It's old times have come back in the studio right now. We're bringing back State of Play because the amazing Kate Finity is in the studio. Good morning.
Kia ora. Morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited about things.
Lovely. Yeah. We're just talking off air and you casually sprung on me that it sounds like you had the most amazing Scottish holiday.
Yeah. Went over to the UK over supposed summer.
Yeah, right. We're debatably summer.
Got chilblains on my fingers, wore alpine kit every day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah, sounds absolutely amazing. And I think that's a good segue because there's actually a lot of fun going on at the moment.
I know, hard to believe.
But yeah. how is Gapfiller? How's it going?
Yeah, it's good. It's changed a lot since the days of the, you know, amazing Pallet Pavilion and the Super Street Arcade. So we had a big restructure last year. Went from about 7 people to 1. So it's me. working part-time, but with an amazing board behind me still, and just finding that now I'm collaborating with a whole lot of different organisations and groups that are doing stuff. So.
Yes, and I suppose on the surface a lot of people might go, oh, well, that was a harsh restructure, you know, maybe. Yeah. But, yeah, I think a really good takeaway from this is you've worked really creatively and kind of taken things in different directions.
Yeah, so I suppose my background is, you know, festival director in regional Australia, so I'm used to kind of working a lot with community, working with volunteers and kind of activating other people to do stuff alongside me.
Cool. So what's kind of, the big things kind of presently on the calendar?
So we've got Yarnaki up the moment, which is yarn bombing festival in the centre of the city, and I just love it. I don't know, there's something about
it's
it. I know,
absolutely fantastic.
Yarn bombing, people are like, oh yeah, we've seen that before, and sure, but there's something about bringing people together en masse. And it was interesting, while we were installing it, the main thing people were saying was thank you. I was like, wow, that's...
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a guy with his teenage son and like families and like skater kids. It's just like, so people are actually feeling gratitude for someone that's actually, I don't know, making the city a bit more fun.
Totally. And yeah. I think that's why the effectiveness of yarn bombing kind of works so well, because it's very bright and colourful. But
yeah,
in the sense that like into light fabric, like the shapes and the silhouettes made by the yarn bombing are always really eccentric.
Yes,
and it's aesthetically kind of wild to look at.
Yeah, and I think normally yarn bombing is like wrapping something.
Yeah,
but when I started, I was like, I'll put that Walkman on Queen Victoria and I'll do like a giant pink snake. And so I think that started us all thinking, like, we can actually build new things from the yarn. We don't need to just wrap something.
And I would say... yarn bombing like a few cities do it type thing.
Yeah.
I'd say that is a big change from a kind of the original idea, is that people are, they create things now and accessories.
Yeah. It's like public art.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're saying we both enjoy the corgis, who are in their little tutus and dresses.
Yep.
Whatever street that is that I guess that's sort of High Street,
Chewerman High.
Yeah,
really.
Chewerman High. Yeah. Do you have any others you particularly like?
Ooh,
any other fun things?
Yeah. So, so the main area is kind of Oxford Terrace, Cashel Street, and then you've got to walk along Columbus Street to get to the square. We've got some there and outside Tauranga.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many. So we did a collaboration between paste up artists and who are like graffiti artists.
Yeah. Right.
So they partnered with like yarn bombers, which is pretty cute.
That's wicked. I
so
love
they've
that.
Done so teeth like screwdrivers. He does like a whole lot of pencils. Yeah. So there's a whole lot of crocheted pencils up around. And Bloom, who does like the flowers. There's some cool installations outside Tauranga. But I think one of my favourite. Well, I love my iPhone. If you haven't seen that, that's pretty funny. But the other one, Matilda. She's 11. She did this beautiful huge rainbow. We put it up Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I've seen a photo of her with it.
Yeah. And then Sunday, someone had pulled it down. And I talked to her mum. I said, well, you know, what do you want me to do? And she's like, no, Matilda wants to rebuild it. So she did this.
Oh, good.
So she put up this piggy square and like a rainbow piggy square. I'm like, go, girl, you are so cool.
Oh, my God, good on her. Yeah. That is so sad.
But, now, but someone else has done a mini rainbow now. Bye.
Cool. Oh, good. And I guess this is a point of yarn bombing. Yeah. Right? Now, this is going to really show my ignorance here. But yarn bombing, is it like, is it knitting? Is it crocheting? What
it's
is
both.
It?
Yeah.
It's both.
So I'm, yeah, I'm a crocheter, but we've got knitters as well. So
oh, okay.
Just what it, and some people are actually say, oh, I can't do either. And they actually kind of sew things.
Wow. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So yeah. It's not exclusive to styles.
Oh, no.
No,
we're
good.
Not exclusive good. At all. Anyone come and have a go.
So Yarnicky's happening at the moment, and I just think it's worth mentioning Troy, who I had on the show, gosh, months ago now.
June.
But, June. Yeah. It would have been June. But I remember that was a pre-recorded in my office, and I just got lost in it talking to him. Because he's, I mean, he works at, I think it's Monash University, or is it University of Melbourne?
It's the Royal Melbourne Institute
of
Technology.
That's it. So, like, really intelligent guy.
Yeah.
Fascinating guy. Yes. And it was kind of full circle something we had talked about.
Yeah, I
really.
Just got the funding and talked to you about it. And then,
yeah. And how many times have you done it?
I've done it about 3 times. But then I've also done a couple of sort of tests as well.
Okay.
But it's, you've really got to allow yourself time to sort of sink into it. I think that's the...
Now, remind me what the official name of it is again.
64 Ways of Being.
I was going to say 32.
All right.
32 Ways of Being. And 64
yeah.
Ways
You go
of
much
being.
Quicker in the 32 Ways yeah. of Being.
you've run it, basically. Yeah, and that was just... Oh, yeah, I love talking to him about that. And that was so, like, it kind of reflects, I guess, where Gapfuller is now. And that was a really community collaborative process.
Yeah, so we 15 kind of local artists and musicians were supported or kind of showcased as part of that. So we've got Lady Sixes on there.
Cool.
It's like a beautiful curated experience in the city of artwork and, like, augmented reality and a soundtrack as well.
Mm. So what else is coming up? Do you need help with anything? What's going on?
So we've got a boosted Ōtutahi crowdfunding campaign at the moment, and that is for a new project called Te Kororo Takaro, or Stories of Play. So it's a partnership with two other organisations, Chris Herbert from Our Stories and Holly from In Common, which was set up after the mosque attacks, like trying to show what we've got in common.
Mm,
So Chris is going to teach rangatahi how to interview their elders and ask them about play and kind of connect to their culture through
way
and also connect to their elders. And then I'm going to come in and get these kind of play ideas and create like a cultural play trail in the city with these multicultural groups. And we're going to have like a community launch event as well.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really cool.
So we're fundraising for the cultural play trail aspect. So it's like the design, the install, koha for community groups involved.
Wow.
Yeah, and it'll be up for a couple of months over summer, have a big launch, and then the actual pieces will go back to the community so they can be used again.
I love that. That is so cool. And yeah, the whole idea of getting the young to talk to the old.
Yes, yeah.
About what play is.
I know. So I did it to my mum yesterday. I was like, huh, why don't I ask her?
Right, okay.
French cricket was her favourite game.
Yeah.
Now,
is that the... You kind of have it on the...
You have a tennis racket.
Yeah, tennis racket. Yeah, my mum freaking loved that game.
Oh, I loved it. Pretty cool.
I don't know. Maybe... I'd be fascinated to know if you know anyone else like this. My parents are both huge into ear hockey.
Oh, I don't even know what ear
No, you know, it's a table game with the disc and the.
Oh, and the people, foosball thing.
No, it's like foosball, but there are tiny little air holes on the table. They're in like arcades and stuff.
Oh,
it's
kind of
like, it's like ice hockey, but on table.
We need a survey or something.
Yeah, yeah. And text in on 021 RDU 98.5. Do you play air hockey? My parents just real randomly into it. But anyway, let them do their thing. And I guess like that is something that generationally does change so much, given, you know, whether it's advances in technology or whatever exists or.
Well, and especially we're doing with multicultural communities. So a lot of them would have moved to New Zealand from another country.
Yeah.
And these kids have grown up in New Zealand, but they kind of don't have that connection back to their culture.
Yeah,
so and sometimes that's a bit, you know, it's a bit heavy, you know, connect to culture. But if you're kind of doing it through play, it's
which
just
is such
a bit more playful.
Accurate representation of culture as well.
Mm, yeah.
Like enjoyment of play and games and so on. And I like to like hear about a game for the first time. I think it's always like fascinating that you've never heard of.
And there's also heaps of commonalities. Like we met with the Malay community and we were talking about hacky sack and she was like, oh, we've got like chat tea or something, which is like these little disc with feathers on, which is exactly like hacky sack. And so you find these commonalities around the world, which is another way of kind of bringing people together.
I way prefer the thing with the feathers. That sounds so cool. right. So if people want to get involved in that, what's kind of the best steps forward?
So Boosted Ōtutahi is online. The awesome thing about it is say you donate a certain amount of money, then Creative New Zealand and the Rata Foundation actually match it. So it's like,
oh, I think I read that detail. Yeah,
so
that's
like
really cool.
Double your money and then you actually get like a tax I don't know, discount or whatever it is when you give a donation.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. So you can look it up online. Or check us out on Facebook. There's an event at the Great Hall on the 25th of September. So you can also book into that and see there's like 10 other projects going down. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. But that's really cool, kind of. You can guarantee whatever you donate, it's sort of been doubled.
I know,
I like that.
So good.
That's
so quite
it's
cool. Like, oh, you think, oh, a few coffees, you could just donate that, maybe a meal. And then, you know.
Yeah, suddenly it's heaps.
Yeah. And then there's stuff happening in the city.
Well, Kate, I appreciate everything you do. Thanks so much. It's always a delight to have you back in. Because it's been a while.
I know.
It's been a while.
I've been plugging away, Liam, plugging away.
Now, before I let you go, what are you doing today? You're looking sporty.
Dump runs. Clearing out from the commons. So, some fencing.
The reason I asked, I think this is important for everyone to know. We get all the play, but Kate puts in the hard mahi, the heavy lifting. And it's got to be acknowledged. So before I let you go, just one more time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Kate.
Thank you, Liam. Love your work.
Oh, stop.